the rest of the story. I wonder, football fans, would you remember the 1967 NFL championship game? I'll bet you will when I recall with you that it was December 31, 67. It was 13 below. It was Dallas Green Bay. And with seconds to play, the score was 17-14 in favor of the Cowboys. Just seconds left. The Packers' ball on the Dallas 1-foot line. All timeouts were gone. A field goal would only tie. But Packer quarterback, the great Bart Starr, carried the ball himself. And the Green Bay victory is history. Now, the quarterback sneak's always a daring play, carrying with it the sensation of solitary accomplishment, but there are invariably two men responsible for its ultimate success, the quarterback himself and the guard who opens the hole. The Green Bay guard in this case was Jerry Kramer. Now, Kramer had to take out Cowboy tackle Jethro Pugh so that Bart Starr could get through. If Jerry Kramer had been hurt on the play, it would have surprised nobody, but Kramer was not hurt. He was not even shaken because he was on a nice, safe pro football field. I'll explain that in a minute. Jerry Kramer, the Green Bay guard, had moved from Texas in 1967, had tangled with the biggest and the meanest of them all, but few to compare to Pugh, Jethro Pugh, the Cowboy tackle, now his primary antagonist in this 1967 championship game. In Kramer's Green Bay diary, he describes the events leading up to what was perhaps the Packers' most famous confrontation, and certainly Kramer's moment of glory. Now, all the while Jerry Kramer is relating these events, he's remembering this one Cowboy defensive end, hulking Jethro Pugh, and what he liked to do when he could get to you, when he could get to you on the line. But for all of the bluster and the tough talk, Kramer survived the day without a scratch because, as I say, he was on a football field. And, as I say, I'll explain that in a few seconds. 1 minute, 30 seconds to play. Green Bay finds the Dallas 30, then the 11. 16 seconds left. After a thrilling 68-yard drive, the Green Bay Packers find themselves in possession of the ball on the Dallas 1-foot line. You know the rest. For one last time, Kramer slammed into Pugh hard enough so that Starr could carry the ball, and the quarterback sneak won it all for Green Bay. Now we're back to the winning locker room. The eager reporters ask a now famous Kramer what it feels like to be charged by big Jethro Pugh. Well, Kramer would say he is tough, but the whole truth didn't come out that day. That Jerry Kramer's battle scars were all self-inflicted. I mean it. For all of the blood and guts about the hazards of professional football, Jerry Kramer, long before that game began, was a walking disaster area. An accident looking for a place to happen. And again and again and again, once he hit himself in the face with the blade of an axe and removed part of his chin. Another time he backed into a lathe, which removed part of his posterior. He'd knocked over a shotgun, which put two rounds of buckshot in his side. He'd stepped on a wooden plank, which sent 4 5-inch splinters into his groin. All of this before he ever set foot on a professional football field. So, as I say, football was easy. Football was comparatively easy. Had Jerry Kramer earlier in his career gone to work in a factory instead, he might have killed himself by now. And now you know the rest of the story.